You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. All Silverados and Truck Nation overlay, 10 to 15 specials with cash rebates or payments. All trucks are showing max factory rebates. Learn more at LakewoodChev.com. Jays fans, they're sitting on the fence right now. You hear all the stories. Are the Jays buyers? Are they sellers? What's happening? They look terrible. Now, suddenly, they're on a winning streak. They're closers, pissing off the opposition, and probably, I've seen some pretty lame complaints from professional athletes, Mark Mageau, but Correa's complaint last night might be one of the biggest poopy pants complaints I have seen. Like, the closer, took a few extra steps, and then he threw the ball. Oh, blasphemous. Give me a break. Andrew Stoughton from BlueJaysNation.com and TheAthletic.com joins us. Hey, I guess it's good to have a rivalry, but my goodness, let's at least have a rivalry over something significant.
That was completely ridiculous. And you know what? I don't even know how many extra steps Osuna took. I mean, if you look at it, it takes Smoke a while to get to the base before Osuna can even throw the ball. So there's maybe like a half a step, I think. I don't know what he was complaining about at all. It was strange. I'm happy to, take my diapers down to the ballpark and hold them up every time he comes to the plate. But that was very strange.
Yeah, it was strange. Now, the Blue Jays have been very Jekyll and Hyde. They had the 10-game stretch where they were awful. Like, they weren't even losing games. They weren't even in the game, right? Like, they were getting blown out. And I don't know what happened. The players came out and said, hey, we're disappointed. Now, suddenly, they've won three in a row. It's a little too soon to say they've turned things around, but what do you make of this team? What do you think? Like, if you were the manager and the GM, would you sell?
It's a great question. It's one that, those guys aren't really answering straight either. And I don't know if there is a great straight answer because, you got to keep thinking about going forward and thinking about the long term because this, you can't just keep adding old pieces to this team and expecting to figure it out down the line. We're already seeing huge decline, unfortunately, from Tulowitzki. Donaldson's a free agent at the end of next year, down the list. So to sell in terms of bringing in rental guys or bringing in guys just for this season, I don't think I would. I mean, this isn't 2015 where they were at 500, around the All-Star break and going into the end of July. But they had a run differential that was huge, and it looked like there was, a lot more untapped talent and a lot more wins that should have come that hadn't been coming. This is this team sort of, I think its record reflects what the team is right now. I think they can be better. I hope they can play better than this, and it's nice to see them win and not be consumed by misery of all the fans around me. But I don't know that this is a team that I would be banking too much of my future on in terms of selling. I mean, if you can get a nice piece to help you out at second base for not too much cost and maybe help you, be a backup next year, or there's a little, there's creative ways that I think they could do it. But you also have to be thinking about, Bautista's not coming, or not necessarily not coming back, but he's a free agent. Estrada's a free agent. Liriano's a free agent. There would be big holes in the team for 2017. But you'd like to get something for those assets while you can as well. So they're kind of in the middle right now.
It's funny, you see some of the names and they're like, well, Stroman would get them the most. I'm like, yeah, but you can't just trade away a young starting pitcher. Like, that's ridiculous to me.
Yeah, I think so too. To me, you trade a guy like Stroman or Sanchez or even Osuna, you might get something nice for Osuna because closers are really important and Osuna is incredible. He's been so fun to watch. But I mean, it's like your best case scenario for Stroman is to get a guy who's going to be like Marcus Stroman, basically. I mean, you're not getting so much in trade that you have to make it that kind of deal. I think if you're getting a prospect back, you hope he turns into Marcus Stroman. And so he's under contract for 3 years after this one. So is Sanchez. So is Osuna. They're going to get a little more expensive because they're going through arbitration. But those are three great pieces to have. You have those guys here for three more years. You have Happ and Donaldson next year. You have Smoke still under contract. There's a lot of pieces that are still here that can make a team work next year that maybe isn't, going to blow the doors off everybody, but can certainly give the fans a chance to have something to cheer for, a team that can compete and can contend, because there's two wild cards now, and you don't really have to be that much better than 500. You can play a little above your head, and good things can start to happen. You know, I think the second wild card has changed a lot, even though you're just getting into a coin flip game at the end of the year, which is not really something anybody, I think, wants to celebrate. But, you know, there's the idea of just trading guys like Stroman, tearing it all down, burning it all to the ground. I don't get that at all, and I don't think Rogers would get that very much, or the Blue Jays front office, or a lot of fans around following this team right now. I mean, I think it's got a lot of talent still on it, and 2017 isn't over yet either.
No, definitely not. Now, Smoke makes the All-Star team, well-deserved, maybe a little bit of a late developer or whatever. It was a top 10 draft pick many years ago, and his contract now looks great for the Jays. You know, he just continues to play well, and I know you know you've admitted it. Hey, I didn't see this coming, but it's at the point now where you know I don't know if he's going to be a 35 home run hitter every year or anything like that, but he's suddenly looking like a above average competent player at the plate.
Yeah, he absolutely is. You know, and I think this is why scouts for years thought that this was a guy with a lot of talent who hadn't quite found his stride or looked comfortable in the big leagues or shown what he can really do. There's still so much bad in that track record, though. You know, it's still scary. And, you know, you think back to a guy like Michael Saunders last year who looked great in the first half, and he was an all-star and then just completely fell apart in the second half and has been, picked up for nothing by the Jays, basically, and is playing in Buffalo now, which I don't think will happen to Smoke. I think I want to believe that the plate discipline that he's shown this year can continue on. I think that the fact that, you know, he's changed his swing a little bit and isn't swinging so hard and has been able to lay off pitches a lot better because of that, I think, is really genuinely helping him, and the power was always there. So, yeah, hopefully going forward, this is the new Justin Smoke, and if he is, he's going to, you know, he makes the Jays look really good. And he helps them going forward on the field, I think, too. I don't know if his trade value is going to be huge, because if they consider dealing him, there is all that, you know, bad in the track record. But he makes a guy like Steve Pierce maybe flippable, because he certainly isn't the left fielder. Pierce really needs to be playing first base or DHing. Otherwise, they should probably move him. He's hitting really well, and maybe he's a guy who can be flipped for something that can help them this year and beyond without giving them too much of a knock on the 2017 version of the team. So, Smoke is helping in that way, too.
Do the Jays have anybody in the system who can play left field?
Yeah, I mean, they're hurt right now. I mean, I'd love to see Dalton Pompey finally get a chance. He's just back from rehabbing, or he started his rehab assignment. I think he's in Buffalo, and then they have to decide what to do with him from there. But he'll be around next year as well. And he's a guy who really really lit it up in the minor leagues a couple years ago, and has sort of not been able to stay on the field enough the last couple years to really get a shot, which is too bad, because you know the position there has been wide open. And even though he's more of a center fielder than a left fielder, I think the defensive upgrade in left field would be enough that he doesn't really have to do a whole lot with the bat to be a guy that gets a lot of playing time down the stretch here with Jason, can really make a difference. He's a great base stealer. He's going to really help out defensively. I would really like to see him get a chance and get a half season and stay healthy and get a good run at that. But there's also other guys. Anthony Alford is another guy who's hurt right now, who came up from New Hampshire, and there's a couple guys floating around the system as well. Saunders maybe he'll get a look too. I don't know, but he's in a position where I think they do have to do something.
Oh, yeah, like you're right. Pierce is okay at the plate, and it's not his fault, but he's not a left fielder. It's almost an adventure every play out there.
Yeah, it is. Carrera's been okay, but Carrera's Carrera, and I would love to see them, take a look at a guy for next year. Thinking sort of, okay, do we have to go out and get another left fielder, or is Dalton Pompey going to be able to take that job and run with it? Which they gave him the opportunity 3 years ago or 2 years ago with in center field, and then Kevin Pillar eventually won it, and he's sort of been in limbo since. So I think there's still potential there for Pompey, and the Canadian guy too, which doesn't hurt, and you'd really like to see him get a chance.
We're just over the halfway point of the season. Obviously, there's still lots of baseball to be played. I think the Jays have 77 games left, if my math is correct. So, they're 4.5 out of the wild card, but of course you've got Tampa and Baltimore and Minnesota and LA and Texas between that, which is locked down now by KC and the Yankees. Do you realistically think the Jays can make up that much ground, or do you think now would be the time for management to actually look and say, okay, guys, we're not going to blow the season, but let's make some astute moves here and try to replenish for next year?
Yeah, I think both are true. I think they can make up that ground, but I think it is the time to look and you know, maybe entertain trading a J-Hap, even though that's going to be tough and that's going to be a blow to your rotation. But he's a guy who would have a lot of value to a contender right now. He could step into just about anybody's rotation. He's under contract for a reasonable price next year, which is why he would have value to the Jays as well. But if you can get something, if you can get an asset that's going to be able to help you for 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, you really, I think, have to consider that depending on what you get back. And I think those are the kind of considerations they're going to be making. And also, like I said, with Bautista and Estrada and Liriano, those guys are free agents at the end of the year. Those are guys who are helping the team to varying degrees right now. But, yeah, I think they have to be considered as well. And I don't know how much trade value that they have right now. I mean, Bautista is a bad defender and right and a league average hitter right now. I think his name will maybe get him some more play than otherwise, but yeah, those are guys they're going to have to think about as well. But maybe they decide that they have more value to helping the 2017 Blue Jays, and then they can just decide what to do with them at the end of the season.
And quickly, who's been your big surprise team in either the AL or the NL?
Oh, geez. I mean, well, Tampa actually has really surprised me that they're, you know, looking at the teams that are between the Jays and the second wild card, but that's almost every team in the American League, too. But Tampa has been, maybe I shouldn't count them out, but they've been good. The Twins, too, but I don't know that I think that they're for real. But Tampa, I'm a little bit concerned about. The Jays always have that thing where they just can't beat them, and it seems to have continued this year.
Andrew, as always, great stuff. Have a fantastic weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely. Always good talking to you.